The Great Lakes Legacy Act of 2002 sought to provide $270 million over 5 years for cleaning up more than 30 highly contaminated rivers and harbors. But less than half the money has been put into the program. Taxpayer groups and the Bush administration have questioned spending the full amount of targeted funds. Environmentalists, a key business group, and others are backing a reauthorization and expansion of the act to boost spending to $150 million per year. Emily Green is with the Sierra Club's Madison office. She told a congressional subcommittee hearing in Washington that scientists recently said the Great Lakes ecosystem is near a tipping point of not being able to get better.
That poses a real threat in my mind because it would change the way that all of us are able to use and interact with the Great Lakes, whether it's for recreation or industry or drinking water, whatever it is. So I think it puts the onus on us to act.
Some members of the Water Resources and Environment Subcommittee, including Wisconsin Democrat Steve Kagan, say they generally back the reauthorization plan. But Arkansas Republican John Bozeman says getting the actual funds will be a challenge.
I think the danger is, you get a significant increase in authorization, you don't get a whole lot more money appropriated, you have a decrease in the cost share, and then you're not going to see a significant increase in your dollars.
Part of the debate in Congress is whether to lower the cost share for state and local governments in order to lock in the federal dollars. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.